chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Chemical World. I am Kenna Crampton, and I am joined here in studio with James Crampton Steindler and also Mugsy Faye.
Hey, Kenna. No, that's good. We had to give the introduction to baby James, who's here hanging out in the studio with us. And I wish that we could pass the mic over to him, but, you know, he's not quite ready, but he's getting a good training here in the production studio today.
Yeah, for sure. He's pretty much been at every single show of mine, either Chemical World or a music show since I started again, since he was conceived.
The newest and youngest member of our radio family, and he's loving it. He's super into it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very happy to have you both in the studio with us today.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. And thank you to you listening out there.
Yeah. So we are in July now. Is that right? That's wild. This year is just... time keeps on slipping into the future. Don't really know what more to say about it. But that's, very exciting. We're kind of into the heart of summer. So I want to make sure that I remember to keep everyone informed about some awesome, exciting events that we have going on. June was, of course, super, super busy with all sorts of awesome events and pride events all over the state. So things are quieting down a little bit in July for us at High Rockies Harm Reduction, mercifully, and then kind of have a lot of stuff going on in August. So, of course, wanted to, continue to remind folks about our regular service schedule. So here in the Roaring Fork Valley, we are providing free Narcan, syringe disposal, fentanyl test strips, condoms, wound care. Yeah, kind of whatever, right, James? A lot of support services. We have a little bit of food, whatever we can to keep folks as healthy and happy as possible out there. And so just a reminder, we are in Glenwood and Newcastle every Wednesday. We are in Aspen and Snowmass every Thursday, and Basalt and Carbondale every Friday, and still working on hopefully adding a Rifle location here soon. And then we are also out in Eagle and Edwards, Breckenridge, Dillon, and Leadville approximately every third week. So I will be out there this week. Eagle is Thursdays, Summit County is Fridays, and Leadville is Saturdays. So you can go to highrockiesharmreduction.com for our full schedule. And I always encourage folks to follow at High Rockies Harm Reduction on Instagram and Facebook so you can see our regular updates. And then, oh my gosh, we got Mountain Fair coming up. High Rockies Harm Reduction won't necessarily be there, but, a reminder to get your party supplies before the party, whether it's Mountain Fair or Bluegrass or, Red Rocks, wherever you find yourself this summer. Overdoses can and do happen everywhere, and especially, at concerts and big events. So we really encourage everyone to have Narcan before an accident happens. You can get that for free from us. You can buy it over the counter at most pharmacies, and you can also get it for free now at Garfield County Libraries, Pickin County Libraries, and public health departments in Garfield County and Lake County, as well as Eagle County paramedics if you are over on that side of the mountain. So just want everyone to have what they need before an accident occurs.
And I always like to just put a little reminder out there when you're using Narcan, even if they're not overdosing on an opiate, it's still safe to use. So if somebody is non-responsive, just give it to them whether you know what they've taken or not, because it's not going to hurt anybody. It will only save their life.
Absolutely.
Unless it doesn't, but that would, but it won't hurt them if it doesn't save their life, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So just a reminder.
Yeah, exactly. And, we've said it before and we'll say it again because we just want to make sure people know, there's no liability. You are completely protected to use Narcan, even if the person is not experiencing an overdose. They passed a law last year that it's good up to 20 years past the expiration date. And, the number one thing I hear, and I'm sure I've said it on the show before, and I'll keep saying it because the number one thing I hear at work is, I don't use drugs. That's not for me. There's so many things wrong with that statement that I always like to dig into and kind of work on the stigma there because, Narcan is just a first aid tool. It's not necessarily for the person who's actively using drugs. If you are actively using drugs, the only thing you can really do to keep yourself safe is be around people who know how to use Narcan and have it, or use the Never Use Alone hotline to make sure that somebody can respond to you in the event of an emergency. And, drugs, it's such a complicated concept of drugs. When we say drugs, people tend to immediately go to the negative, right? We tend to immediately picture whatever horror story comes up for you when you say, I don't use drugs, right? But we are a drug-based culture. Drugs are medicine, and, you know, we use drugs for a variety of reasons for their benefits, and every drug has a risk, you know? And I have been thinking about this a lot recently, like, it really is everything in moderation, right? Because you need the sun and you need water to survive. But too much of either of those things can kill you, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, even things that we need that are good for us, like, in, you know, in unhealthy amounts, can be fatal or dangerous. So, you know, if you really believe that you don't use any substances, I would love to chat with you about that. But, you know, that's fine. Just have the first aid tool if you feel comfortable to respond. If you really believe that you don't know anybody who uses drugs, you probably might be wrong.
Yeah. And not to mention that, like, the person who says, I don't use drugs, that's not for me. Well, the one time that they do choose to use drugs is probably going to be around other people. And so, you know, not by themselves. So it's like, it doesn't hurt to have this first aid tidbit.
Yes.
Tidbit of a tool.
Exactly. And I think, like, I know this because I'm guilty of this. Like, we have a tendency to compartmentalize and have certain ideas and say, like, oh, I don't use drugs because I don't, you know, use heroin or I don't inject drugs. But, you know, most of us do use drugs, whether that's a prescribed, you know,
SSRI
medication.
Or...
yeah. Antidepressants.
Or antibiotics.
Antibiotics, exactly. Cannabis, right? Like, that is a medication.
No, that's not a drug. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
But, I mean, and then you think of, like, drugs that are sold in the store that you can use recreationally, like cannabis, alcohol, nicotine, caffeine. Sugar is absolutely a drug and has a psychoactive effect, right? And so you never know. And the real thing with overdose risks is that the person using the drug might not even know. That
yeah.
pharmaceutical mm-hmm. medications that are commonly prescribed for injuries and surgeries can lead to overdose. And we never know what's going on. And I think we talked on an episode earlier this year that, you know, there was a recorded decrease in overdoses in the state and nation for the first time in a while in 2024. And we're already starting to see peaks in overdoses again. So this isn't, you know, this is a issue that ebbs and flows that's in our society, that's been around forever, that's always going to be around. And, you know, not everybody is a first aid warrior. Some people really want to be prepared. And I encourage you to have Narcan in your kit. You can get it for free from us or any of the locations I mentioned earlier, or buy it at the pharmacy. And if it's not something, you know, you feel comfortable using, that's fine too. Know that you can call 911. You can't get in trouble for calling 911 to report an overdose. And they also have Narcan and will respond with it. So just want to make sure, you know, people have all the information and tools that they can to stay as safe as possible this summer, you know? It's the same thing. We lose people on the river every summer, and we try to get that information out there of how to stay safe and proactive and diligent to protect each other. And, you know, it takes a village.
And then not to mention also, you know, the person who says, I don't take drugs, it doesn't affect me. You never know what kind of situation you'll find yourself in 2 years or whatever. And it doesn't keep you safe from getting addicted to something that is an addictive substance.
Yeah. And when we're talking about, yeah, prescription pain medications, right? You never know when you're going to break
or
a leg.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you never know what kind of situation you'll get into where you all of a sudden are drinking a lot more than you ever had before to deal with whatever situation you're in, and you didn't realize that, oh, shoot, all of a sudden I have a problem. You know, it's just, you never know. You never know, and these substances are addictive, just like social media and whatever else.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing, too.
They've been constructed to be addictive.
Absolutely, and it's just so interesting how, you know, we all use coping mechanisms to deal with the regular stress of our lives. And it is a slippery slope because, I mean, right now I think my addiction is phone games.
Uh-huh.
And I just go home and totally just disassociate from reality on my phone game. And mm-hmm. I'm working on that right now, right? We all have the potential for these relationships with substances and with the substances that our brain creates, you mm-hmm. know? whether that's from phone games or shopping or surfing or snowboarding or whatever the case may be, right? It releases these endorphins and we can get addicted to that internal experience and that endorphin hunt.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, if you're an addict of any kind, you can get addicted to anything that you enjoy doing because it's just you want to do everything to the extreme. That's just the way that your brain works. But and then there's the other part of the coin of these things are addictive. Caffeine, social media, phone games. Like these things are created, well, maybe not caffeine, that's just naturally grown and it just so happens to be. And actually, no, I'm sorry. They're learning that caffeine is not addictive because you generally cut yourself off when you start feeling anxious. Mm. So you don't generally continue using it despite the negative consequences. Most people stop when they feel anxious. They're like, okay, I don't need any more coffee or caffeine. So that's not continuing when you still have the negative consequence. Anyway, you can still overdo it if you're an addict. That wasn't the point. I went on a tangent, so let's reel ourselves back in. This is Katie and Kay.
I think that's super interesting, though, about the caffeine because it's like the addiction, though, you are drawn to use it every day, you know?
And there are negative consequences if you stop, if you use it every day and you don't, and then you stop, you get a headache. So, yeah, it's a weird... I'm not quite sure where they're landing on it. I just think that they are thinking about taking it out of the DSM.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I recently...
But it is still in there. Just so.
Yeah. And I recently did try to quit drinking coffee. And I've had an interesting relationship with coffee for a really long time. And I also think it's connected to other addictions.
As all addicts.
Like, yeah, right. It's what's keeping me alive, right? But it was interesting as I tried to quit coffee and I realized I don't think it's so much the caffeine that I'm addicted to as it is the sugar that I put in my coffee.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then like switching up for other beverages that actually were like more caffeine and more sugar. And it's more like that sugar caffeine combination that I think my body is going for. But yes, we just went on a little tangent, which I'm very much here for. But if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Chemical World on Katie and Kay Community Radio.
Those are James's heels on his car seat. He's got some strong legs.
He's kicking up a storm and really enjoying his time in the studio here with us. So Hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. Before we get too much into other conversation, I did just want to plug a couple other events that are happening next month. So I wanted to give a shout out to Glenn Woodstock. This is the second annual. This is like a youth free music festival. And that is happening at the Glenwood Springs Community Center on Saturday, August 9th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it looks like AZEP Radio is going to be involved with this as well.
Awesome.
So really excited for that event, originally brought to us by Aperture of Hope, happening down in Glenwood.
Cool.
So shout out to Kath. We love you so much and everything you're doing for our community and for creating this opportunity for youth. And so, you know, it is July 14th. We got a little less than a month before that. But I think if you are still, if you're, you know, under 18 musician or artist interested in getting involved, I would check out the post from AZEP and Aperture of Hope on Instagram and social media and reach out to them because I think there are still some ways to get involved. And that should be an awesome evening, afternoon of youth, art, and music. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that.
And just a little plug for Aperture of Hope because there, if you want to listen to past episodes of Chemical World, you can go to katieandkay.org and Kath Adams is one of the few people that we have interviewed here on Chemical World. So just kind of cool.
Many moons ago.
And
if you're, you know, interested, we get a lot of requests from kind of randoms. We are open to interviewing folks, but sometimes it's hard enough to get just both of us here. So
if it's James.
Yeah.
But exactly. It's not that we don't want to do it. It's just that this is a volunteer thing that we do that we love doing. But we only have so much capacity.
Yeah. To coordinate it.
Because I don't know if you all know that Mugsy Faye runs High Rockies Harm Reduction. She's also the board president here at KDNK. So very, very busy. And along with a lot of other things that she does in the community, but those are two main things that take up a lot of her time.
Yes, those are my two most important things in life, closely behind making time for friends and family, sometimes superseding and trying to work on that myself. But yes, thank you for that.
Okay. I will let you keep going on with your stuff.
Oh, you're good. I also do Ariel. I'm also in the Roaring Divas. No, that's we won't get too into that. I'll see y'all out there this summer at all the events. And yes, very, very it's a huge honor and privilege to be this steward captaining the ship of KD&K, but I feel like I have a lot of co-captains. So we'll talk a little bit more about some KD&K stuff here in a minute. But I do want to also put out a plug for August 31st is International Overdose Awareness Day. So historically, High Rockies Harm Reduction and Aperture of Hope, actually, we've done kind of a variety of things to acknowledge and create space for that day. And this year, we are going to be hosting a event in Sayre Park in Glenwood. That is Sunday, August 31st. The event is going to be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will have local resources from a variety of behavioral health, recovery, and other support service organizations from across the valley. We will have speakers, a memorial walk, some music. So we're going to try to make a fun day out of it. But also, this is just an opportunity to come together as a community and acknowledge those we've lost and work on, you know, ways we can protect those of us who are still here and, again, keep our communities safe, healthy, and mentally fit to the best of our ability. So we're really excited to be bringing the first Overdose Awareness Day event officially to Garfield County. That's August 31st. If you're interested in maybe speaking or having some information there, there is still some room for that. So feel free to reach out to me. My email, oh, check this out. I got some exciting news. You can email me at Mugsy, M-U-G-S-Y, at HighRockiesHarmReduction.com.
Nice.
Or Maggie at HighRockiesHarmReduction.com, M-A-G-G-I-E. They will both get to me. So I'm trying to officially make that complete break with Maggie. Of course, if you know me that way, you're welcome to still call me that, but I do prefer Mugsy. It's just not historically been like a safe job to use or a safe name to use at work. So like Maggie is my work name. But you know, times are changing, and so I'm moving towards Mugsy 100%, and that was cool when I figured out that you could now email me at both things and either one of them will get through to me.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
So is that what we've got? I mean, because then, you know, there's whatever, I don't know, stuff going on in July, but
yeah, that's pretty much the major events for us. Of course, you know, Mountain Fair is coming up here quick, and so that's taken up a lot of time. And June was super, super busy with Pride events, so we're kind of slowing down with events a little bit. We also are kind of at max capacity with our staff at High Rockies Harm Reduction because we are out doing these weekly services from Aspen to Newcastle, so it's getting a little harder for us. So I will also put out a couple shout-outs that, you know, if you're interested in volunteering, we have lots of ways to get involved. Would love for you to shoot me an email or a DM or text. Again, you can find more info and my contact info at HighRockiesHarmReduction.com. And we are going to be soliciting input from the community about what you would like to see for Carbondale's zombie pub crawl.
Oh.
So if you are passionate about zombies and pub crawls, or specifically the zombie pub crawl, and want to be involved with conversations of how that'll look this October, please reach out to me, because I think in August we're going to start having in-depth conversations with the community just to make sure that we can, again, I'm going to use the word of the day is steward this very amazing event that has really become a staple for Carbondale. We want to be able to carry it into the future in a way that works for the people who are passionate about it and is something that, you know, the town wants to see happen. So we're excited to be kind of taking the reins with that one a little bit.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, we still have about, you know, 7 minutes or so we can keep talking. I just, I think all of the information that we always put out there is just so important because, well, obviously things are just crazy and we never, you know, you never know what the future holds. And so I think it's just important to take care of yourself. And I think it's just always like, you know, not to keep going back to the person that says they don't take drugs, but it just goes back to the, you know, just anything can happen to anyone at any time. And it's just important to take care of yourself. And it's okay if you need some help with coping. And it's okay if you need some help to get yourself through the day. especially in those hard times.
Absolutely. And there are more resources available than ever before, you know, and we have more virtual options and just more recovery resources to find, you know, the thing that works for you, too, because I know a lot of folks have maybe been alienated by past groups or models or doctors or whatever. And, you know, there's a lot out there. And so.
Yeah. Even if it is just like, I don't know, just jumping on like a place like Reddit or whatever, where you can just have chats with people who actually most of the time want to help, you know, it's just, I mean, I know for me with the last year with everything with James and being out in Denver, knowing that like I had my community here in Carbondale that were thinking about me and asking about me and to my family, it just, it felt good to know that I had that support. But, I also had my weekly Zoom meetings with my therapist and, you know, increased my SSRI and, you know, just all that stuff that you just need to do just to make sure that you can get through the day, because sometimes unexpected hard times come on and you don't, if you don't have the tools to deal with it, most of us have not been taught the tools to deal with it. Like I just like hearing people talk about AA and how it's kind of a way to, it's an adult, like a class to be an adult, which we never really had. So, you know, I know people who get to be in AA or any of those 12-step programs really help you learn how to deal with that kind of stuff. So anyway.
Yeah, it is interesting how much, and I am always really promoting folks find the AA group that works right for them, because there are some great groups, but they're all very different, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're going to work differently for different people. And it's funny how much of that for me, like, well, I encourage people to do it because I feel like there's a lot that you can learn about the physical experience that you're having in sobriety that no one is going to teach you. And then so much of it is like these basic life skills that we never learned. And that's kind of why our problems developed the way they did, you know? And I think, yeah, it just takes sometimes finding that right fit, which can be really hard. But we don't have, a lot of us weren't necessarily taught or given healthy coping mechanisms. And it totally makes sense and is very common for stressful times to lead to return to use or slip ups, or maybe relying heavier on a new coping mechanism that, like phone games or cannabis or whatever, when your old coping mechanism is gone. And that's totally normal and okay. And I think just, you know, even having supportive conversations that validate that experience can be really helpful and can really ease that additional stress that having that experience can add, because then we start beating ourselves up and we're messing up and like that kind of stinking thinking is exactly, you know, what spirals us into more problematic behavior. And that's why at Hierarchies Harm Reduction, and I think in behavioral health in general, you know, it's really now more than ever about this strength-based focus. Like, I don't care about what you're doing wrong. Let's focus on what you're doing great, because when we can focus on that, you know, it can improve our mental health and our sense of well-being and our, you know, sense of self. But it's hard, you know, I don't know. I say we've all been there, to those of you who haven't. Props to you.
You probably will one day.
I hope not, you know, but it's like, I feel like a lot of us have been in that spiraling moment of like that negative self-talk, and we're just like doubling down. And, you know, it's really interesting to me at this point in my mental health journey to like identify when that voice comes up and to really realize, like, so I want to be upset, right? Like it's this weird thing where you don't really want to be made to feel better, but I know for me, I have to kind of like stop those negative thoughts in their tracks and literally like end them and try to, you know, do whatever I can to think about other things. Because when we get stuck in that negative spiral, that spiral just keeps going down. But some spirals can go in other directions. Sometimes we can spiral up.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, the snowball effect happens both ways. Mm-hmm. When you start making the decisions that align with your values, things start happening for you the way that you never would have imagined. And when you start making decisions that don't align with your values, it snowballs in the exact same way. Once you start compromising, it's easy to make the next compromise and the next compromise. And that's how people end up in these situations where you're like, I would never be there. And it's like, they thought the same thing too. And you just make these split second decisions, and then the next time you have to make another one, it's a lot easier. And so just be compassionate with yourself and then with others. Yeah, but for me, it's like, oh, how could you have done that? And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, Kenna, it's okay. You made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Breathe and move on. and it's amazing how that just makes such a huge difference.
And it's, you know, practice makes perfect. And I know it's cheesy, but truly, like, trust in yourself and you can believe in yourself and you can achieve anything. Trust in yourself and you can believe anything. But no, it doesn't always happen overnight, too. Like, it's practice and work, and it's cool now to start seeing, like, oh, I'm like identifying and stopping these emotions. Yeah. And it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna be every day. Some days are better than others, but it like that change is possible. But we have to be gentle with ourselves about it too, and not expect overnight change. And I think one of the best pieces of advice, or the kindest pieces of advice somebody ever gave me, they said it was, I hope you are treating yourself as well as you're treating the other people in your life, you know. And it's like, I kind of try to catch myself that now with that negative self-talk, like, oh, you're like, would I ever treat you that way, you know, or somebody else? Like, I would never talk to somebody else that way. And so give myself
Muggsy
that
made the
compassion.
Same mistake, would I be like, really, Muggsy, you did that? No, not at all. You'd say, oh, come on, you made a mistake. It's not a big deal. So yeah.
Could be easier.
It is
myself.
Amazing when you're able to catch yourself and it feels good to be like, I did it. So with that, is there anything else you want to say?
I just wanted to acknowledge that the decision to rescind community public broadcasting radio funding, basically what they're trying to do is take away money that has already been promised to community radio stations. And so for KDNK, this would be a huge chunk of our budget that would be potentially being cut as early as the end of 2025. And so please call your senators and ask them to vote no on the rescission bill for CPB.
Great. Thank you. And thank you to all of you out there who do support KDNK and all public radio. So thank you. And if you'd like to listen to past episodes of Chemical World, you can go to kdnk.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will be here next month on August 11th at 4 p.m. And thank you. And
thank you, James, for being here with us in the studio and being so positive throughout the entire show. We love you and love having you in the studio.
Yeah. And remember, you don't have to be sober
to keep your community clean.
We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl.